Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life, and I'm your host, Ben Life. And today, I've got some very special news. So I want to explain to you guys a little bit, before we get into the music, just to explain to you guys a little bit of my dark and mysterious past and what led me to want to go on the radio. And this is a good story, so I promise you it's worth the wait. So I come from Vancouver Island, and I used to drive to school in the morning listening to a radio show there, 100.3 The Q. And they had these guys on there that every morning they would do the morning show without wearing pants. And there was this whole, like, mystery behind it, like, whether they actually weren't wearing pants or what. And I always thought that was so funny. It's like, you get up in the morning and you go and talk to thousands of people. I mean, they were talking to thousands of people, probably. And I don't know the actual numbers. Without wearing pants, just because they could. And so today is the day that I finally have worked up the courage to do the radio show without wearing pants on. So if you're up in the sub, please come by. I am indeed not wearing pants. And I think what spurred this in part was because I turned 20 last week, actually five days ago. And when you turn 20, it really feels like you have to become an adult now, you know, you're not a teenager anymore. And so I'm kind of rebelling against that notion by doing the most hilarious and childish things I could do possible. So, like, for my birthday, we went to this place in Richmond called Extreme Air Park, and we just, like, bounced on trampolines. It's like a warehouse full of trampolines that you can just go and jump around on. It's super fun. And so that was sweet. And now I'm not wearing pants on the radio. So without further ado, I forgot to mention, if you're new to the show, this is a post-rock show. If you're not new to the show, this is still a post-rock show. And if you're wondering what that is, well, I will let the music explain it itself. So let's just kick it off right now with an appropriately titled song named Title Shot by a band called I Spell It Nature off their new album, North. Here we go. Thank you. brief, elegant song, and then the loud start of the next song that I did not stop fast enough. Just goes to show you that the guy wearing no pants on the radio knows exactly what he's doing. So, also, this is cool. So, I have a special guest with us today. I hope you guys are as excited as I am. So, joining us today, we have George Takei Soundboard. What's your opinion on that, George Takei Soundboard?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. It's really a pleasure to have you on the show. I hope you're a big fan.
Absolutely.
And just a side note too, we were gonna have William Shatner Soundboard with us as well, but he unfortunately couldn't make it. And you know William, don't you?
Bill Shatner. The truth is, there's a little thing in the air. I'm a captain.
I'm not quite sure what that means. Cryptic. You're a very cryptic man, George Takei. Oh my god. Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun.
Magnificent.
Isn't it just magnificent? What did you think of that last song? If you could describe it in one word, what would it be?
Vivacity.
I agree. That's a really great description of it. Would you like to hear another song?
Yes.
That's great. So let's hear a song from a band called Heavy Bedroom. The song is Goodbye. That was a good track. That's from a band called Heavy Bedroom. The song was Goodbye. I kind of like how we had title shot and then Goodbye right after each other. If I had thought more in advance, I would have put Goodbye at the end, but I didn't. So it's second, so deal with it. Now, George Takei, as you can clearly tell, or George Takei Soundboard, sorry. George Takei Soundboard, as you can clearly tell, I'm not wearing pants right now because who needs to wear pants on the radio? Do you have an opinion on that?
He's gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you. And are you happy to be on the show?
I'm having fun.
That's good. That's good. Me too. This is. Can I just like step out of what's going on here right now to say that this is probably one of the weirdest things that I've ever done, interviewing a soundboard without your pants on. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good way to turn 20. Happy birthday to me. But let's just keep pushing forward. Let's keep pushing forward. So, if you guys have listened to the show before, you know that I am a crazy huge fan of a Canadian band called Do Make Say Think, and they're on a different level, and I'm pretty in love with them. So I want to play a Do Make Say Think song that I think is really, really a good example of what they're about. You've heard this song before, George K. Soundboard. What do you think of it?
Down to earth.
Yeah, they're a pretty down to earth band. So let's just hear it. Let's hear it. It's called Horns of a Rabbit. We'll be right back. So we just heard from Do Make Say Think, their song Horns of a Rabbit. And what do you think of that song, George Takei? I'm just wondering kind of like what did that make you feel? What is it that song is really, really about?
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington. That's an interesting answer. So do you want to explain that a little bit more?
I see the soul of this man.
Of the band, yeah, totally. I understand what you mean. That's intuitive. So like with that song, would that song get stuck in your head maybe, do you think?
Can't get it out.
Really? Yeah. I have the same problem. So, what else? Recap for those who are just joining us, not wearing pants. George Takei Soundboard is with us. And post rock has been playing. And I'm running out of things to do and like questions to ask George Takei Soundboard and have it answer coherently because there aren't that many options. In a word, George Takei Soundboard.
Magnificent.
You're magnificent.
You're opinionated.
Well, you know what? I don't know if that's fair. I don't think that I'm that opinionated.
Supremely self-possessed.
Now, that's just hurtful. Okay, George Takei Soundboard, you need to calm down. Or else we're going to have an issue, you know?
Spattered with human blood.
Is that a threat? And like a weirdly direct quote for some reason that you have George Takei Soundboard. I don't know what you're doing there. There are 14 different options for George Takei laughing, and that one's my favorite. Let's hear it one more time. I've always wanted a laugh track to follow me around because sometimes I make such a bad joke that no one laughs, and I feel like it's not the joke's fault, it's just that people don't know that they're supposed to laugh. So if whenever I made a punchline, I could have follow me around, that would get really, really annoying. It would be fun for like 5 minutes, or maybe, well, we'll see how much fun I have with it. It could be fun for the length of a radio show, which is an hour. But I'll promise to not do it for the full hour, because an hour of George Takei laughing is way too experimental for me to want to play on the show. Maybe a few more times though, because I do enjoy it. Let's move on to another song. So this is an Italian band. They're called Valerian Swing, and the song is Spazio, and it's off their new album Aurora. So. Are you ready, George Takei, for George Takei Soundboard for... I keep getting you mixed up with George Takei, my fault. Are you ready, George Takei Soundboard, for the next song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here. World of warfare, God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down. Climbed up.
Oh. Isn't there
anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Everybody. And we're back. We're back here with George Takei Soundboard, and we have another surprise guest, Shay.
Hello.
I understand that you are currently wearing pants.
I am wearing pants. I feel a little out of place right now.
What's that like? What is pants wearing like?
Uncomfortable. I mean, not wearing pants is like the best thing that you could do, really.
Yeah, of the things in the world, I think not wearing pants has to be like a pretty high-ranking thing.
It's gotta be up there.
I wonder what the first guy, like after pants had been invented, what the first guy who decided to not wear them, like what was going through his head at the time? like there's sliced bread and then there's not yeah. wearing pants?
Exactly.
So do you have a question for George Takei Soundboard?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, George, what do you think of Ben Life?
And I'm just going to look for the option that I'm supposed to click. We planned this out.
It's at the top.
It's at the top. Oh, yeah.
He's a great guy.
There we go. That's what I was looking for. But
I think so, too.
But
hot.
But hot as well.
Of course.
That's George Takei laughing. I realize that you can't actually hear him respond.
I can like hear like it very, very quietly in your headphones.
Okay. Do you want to listen to him laugh?
Yeah,
I feel like
I would
you need
to
listen to him laugh. If I can strangle myself.
Okay.
Just listen to this.
That's a beautiful laugh.
Before you came in, I decided that I want a laugh track for my life, and I want it to be that one.
Yeah. Can you play another one? You said he has like a bunch.
He's got 14.
So,
do you want a sampling?
Yeah.
Do you want like a taste test of George Takei Soundboard laughs?
Yeah,
good.
For sure.
I could only... I'm going to only play his prime numbered laughs.
That's beautiful. That's like a really like hearty laugh.
I know he's got a great laugh. That's probably enough.
That's
laughing
fantastic.
That's probably enough laughing. Let's play another song then, how about that?
Yeah.
I often forget that this is a station where I'm or a show where I'm supposed to play music, so this is a song by a band called All Angels Gone. The song is Empty Cars on the Road. And we are back. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life. There's a joke there about the Lifes being in both my name and in the show. But if you're like me and you know that Halloween is coming around, you're probably looking forward to, above all else with Halloween, just terrible Halloween jokes. So because I didn't know any offhand, because who knows Halloween puns offhand, I Googled it and now I have several. Would you like to hear some George Takei soundboard?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Okay. That's good. That's good.
I'm having fun.
Okay. You ready to have more fun?
Oh, yeah.
It's not obvious that I just played the same thing twice, pretty much in a row. Here are some of the jokes that I could come up with in my research. Why are ghosts so bad at lying? Because you can see right through them. What do witches put in their hair? Scare spray. I'm glad you thought that was funny, because that is terrible. Man, these are the worst things ever. What do you call a vampire that lives in the kitchen? Count Spatula.
And a big one.
That was supposed to be a laugh. That was supposed to be a laugh. Not a big one. How did the Italian chef die? He passed away. I don't think we're into Halloween ones anymore. I just think they're on cheesy jokes. I'm actually on a cheesy joke Tumblr. Turns out those exist. Oh, here's another Halloween one. Why didn't the skeleton go to the party? He had no body to dance with.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
Yeah, I know. It's good. I'm just fanning through these for radio safe ones. This one's just weird. Man, what kind of person would you have to be to think up of this one? Think of this one. Probably someone like me. How do pigs get to the hospital? In a hambulance. I'm glad you liked that one. You really did?
Absolutely.
That's good. That's good. So, man, those are some really... I have a quota of bad jokes that I have to fill out every day. It's like a form, and I have to like submit it to the witch who put a curse on me, where I have to make puns in a certain amount every day. But anyway, I've filled my quota for the day, so that's good. There probably won't be any more of those. Moreover, I'm sorry for that. I'm really, really sorry to have put you through all of those. So, as way of an apology, how about another song? This song is by a band called Amurky Murray, and I'm absolutely sure I've mispronounced that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely sure. So this song is called The Smile.
Thank you.
So we just heard from A Murky Murray with a song called The Smile. And I'm here with my guest,
George Takei.
Soundboard. George Takei Soundboard. And he's happy to be here, I hope.
I'm having fun.
How many times have I played that one? The question is a lot. I've played that one a lot. Make sure he's having fun. And during the break, because I'm not wearing pants, out of pantsless curiosity, I decided I'd Google pants. And I'm on the Wikipedia page now, which is weird because the Wikipedia page for pants redirects to trousers. Trousers is the main article. And the definition of trousers are an item of clothing worn from the waist to the ankle, covering both legs separately, rather than with cloth extended across both legs, as in robes, skirts, and dresses. And, oh, I love this. It describes shorts, too. Shorts are similar to trousers, but with legs that come down to only the area of the knee, higher or lower depending on the style of the garment. Ooh, this is cool. I can't... Why am I doing this? Why am I doing any of this? I need to rethink my life. Ugh. But I'm just going to continue because we're already, like, I'm already in the hole. Might as well keep digging, right? So Wikipedia then goes on to describe how you can distinguish trousers from shorts. Trousers may be called long trousers in certain contexts, such as school uniform, where tailored shorts may be called short trousers, especially in the UK. That's pretty weird. That's why any of that? So, I'm not really sure. I guess, that is like a weirdly specific definition of trousers. Anyway, no, pants aren't really that fun, so I just decided to forego the pants. You're probably wondering why I keep bringing it back up. It's because I'm running out of things to talk about, and George Takei Soundboard is running out of options that I haven't already clicked.
Boston Legal.
Boston Legal is one of the only ones that I haven't clicked. Because it's so unapplicable. Like, George Takei Soundboard, why do you have a thing for Boston Legal? You know what? I don't know.
He was reading the newspaper.
Is that where you got what? Is that where you got Boston Legal from? What else? What else is new?
You want to say something?
Yeah, I do, actually. I want to thank you guys for listening. For listening to the show, putting up with crazy shenanigans. We have a Facebook page called Spice of Life. Let me just actually make sure I have it right. The Spice of Life CITR 101.9 FM. So you should go and find that and like the page. I share the track lists, and that's where you can find the podcast. You can also find the podcast on CITR.ca. If you or someone else in your life doesn't get enough of George Takei Soundboard interviews, there's more of that. Oh, that reminds me. I was looking for soundboards that I wanted to interview, and I was looking at the Samuel L. Jackson soundboard because it's quite popular. But I can't interview Samuel L. Jackson because every other word is a word that he yells that I can't play on the radio. I don't know how to articulate it to you other than it's quite rude. And Samuel L. Jackson uses it quite a lot. It's probably his favorite word. That's just what his soundboard is, basically. It's just like various iterations of that. So George Takei is much more tame. Isn't that right?
Cry over a dead cat.
That's weird. That is a weird way that's a weird way to take that. George Takei, would you like to hear another song?
Yes.
That is a very enthusiastic yes, if I've ever heard one. The song is by a band called Homeless Atlantic. The song is December.
Thank you.
We're back. We're also running out of time. Isn't that a shame, George Takei soundboard?
Absolutely. My goodness, yes.
I totally agree. I could sit here and do this all day. How about you, George Takei?
My goodness, yes.
Wow, we're just so in tune. It feels like we've known each other for so long. So
I've enjoyed a wonderful, rich friendship with all the other people.
With all the other people, me included, right?
Yes.
Good. That's good to hear. So, I just have a question. So, George Takei Soundboard, what do you think of me using you as a prop in a radio show?
It's so creepy.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. And I'm gonna leave George Takei Soundboard and the Wikipedia page for trousers up on these computers when I leave, so whoever comes in here next is gonna think a lot of weird stuff went down, which it did. Speaking of which, Marco should be in here next with his segment Astro Talk, and that's worthwhile to stay and listen to as well. I do not believe George Takei Soundboard will be joining him, but I imagine he probably has other very interesting things to say. Probably things that are much more valid than anything that's gone on in this show. So, without further ado, I have one last song for you, guys. It's a long song, and it's going to play me out. And in that time, I will slowly repants myself and prepare my composure to go join the outside world in the pantsless, no, in the pants-wearing despair that the outside world is. I have to go back into society with other people wearing pants and go wear pants with them, and it's going to be horrible. So thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to be pantsless with you for an hour and to have it be totally benign.
I don't mean it sexually.
Me neither, George Takei. It's just a nice, freeing, breezy, pantsless living. So, I'm here next week, 2 to 3. This is The Spice of Life. I'm Ben Life. Up next is Astro Talk with Marco. And our last song of the day is going to be a song by a band called Loco Motora. And the song is Tain Mouth Electron. So have a good day. Have a beautiful day. And enjoy your beautiful lives. And at the next opportunity, take your pants off and enjoy it. That's the weirdest way I've ever signed out before. Anyway. This is Loco Modhora.